Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of being in this beautiful world, in your beautiful presence, with all provision, all favor. Bless us this day. Bless us with this word. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Romans 10 from verse 14 to 17. But how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? How can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? How can they hear if nobody tells them? How's anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? That's why Scripture exclaims, a sight to take your breath away. Grand processions of people telling all the good things of God. But not everybody is ready for this. Ready to see and hear and act. Isaiah asked what we all at one time or another ask. Does anyone care, God? Is anyone listening and believing a word of it? The point is, before you trust, you have to listen. But unless Christ's word is preached, there's nothing to listen to.
Hallelujah. There's nothing to listen to if we don't wake up to this gospel, this good news that God had just goodness in mind when he made this world and when he made his children. He said it is good, very good. Amen. And so it's so important just being tapped into this living God, into this living reality. Because if you're not tapped into the living reality, you are being deceived by the lies. So it's stay in tune. Think of Isaiah 50 verse 4, morning by morning he wakens our ear to hear, so we can be encouraged and motivated so as to encourage others. And when your tank is full from that, being encouraged by the Lord, being blessed by the Lord, you can be a light in the world, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And yes, you get tested, but you're strong in love because you're aware of God's presence with you and in you and for you. And you know you will not be ashamed. He will always take you through. So you get faith. Faith comes. Then faith gets tested. But then faith is realized because God has started a wonderful work here in the beginning with Adam and Eve. And he's not a God to change his mind. In Jesus, he has restored everything back to the original intention that we were predestined to be conformed into the image of the Son, the firstborn among many brethren. So be refreshed, guys, be motivated, and then be the gospel, the good news that the world needs to see out there. How beautiful are the feet of them who bring this gospel, this good news. But to bring it, you need to be in it. You need to be blessed by it. You need to walk conscious of God, and then you will see his favor and his goodness upon your life, upon your children's life, upon your community's life, upon your church's life, and upon this world. Thank you, Lord. Your great, wonderful love is to be manifested here on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, that all creation can be blessed. All creation can be restored, Father God. You made this world for us to know you, experience you, and you made it forever. Amen. Nothing's going to pass away except the devil and darkness and those that don't want this amazing love, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for your amazing love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.